This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Got loaded phone lines here, and I'm going to try to go to you as fast as I can now in the third hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Austin, Louisiana, you're making great points. You got cut short. Finish your point. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, so I worked at Apple over 5 years. I lived in Florida. I have a diverse friend group, so I'm no like a stranger to culture. But this past year, I have lived in Minnesota, and brother, I cannot believe. I'm a stranger in my own country. The Somali presence. You would not believe it. I've seen it firsthand.
Minnesota is now New Somalia.
It's absolutely unbelievable. There are certain towns where they have absolutely taken over the school board, the churches, the banks, and have these specific towns where they own every large specific business, and no one can buy property or business there. It's incredible.
It's an Islamic mafia.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And they're even part of our state representation there, representing our own country. You know, and last thing, I know you got other callers. I'd love to talk to the team potentially about some opportunities with music. As a producer, I have music on Spotify and Apple and things like that. So I'd love to connect with you guys there.
All right, brother. That kind of broke up at the end, but thank you, Austin. Okay, let's go ahead and have another call in. Who's up next here? Judy, thanks for holding in Florida. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. A story that has an ending. When you mentioned Merle Haggard, it made me think about John Denver. A few months before he died, I saw him in concert, and he sounded better than ever. And he was singing at a place called Wolf Trap Farm Park, which was a beautiful auditorium that my former in-laws used to refurbish the wood of, and I had box seats there. But the point of that is Smitty's Lumberteria, which was the lumber and hardware store that was building counties in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, went bankrupt in 2009 after what happened in 2008 with the housing freeze and credit freeze. And it's now a massive Chinese grocery store. And I got a taste firsthand of what that crash actually meant when I thought I was actually going to have a condo that I had as part of my retirement income. That's how I wound up in Florida. And it was really humbling last week to hear you mention Hillsborough and Manatee County as being these places that were infected with the coronavirus. And I think it was last week, because those are the counties that my son and I live in.
Yes, it was.
And, what I call all of this is war. I don't think that China is done with us yet, and I do think that the reason why President Trump looks haggard right now is probably even more than you, and I think you and I both stare into the abyss. I think a lot of us that have minds do, that are, you know, Christians.
You're right. Trump's trying to read the enemy, and they're so evil. It gets to you. You can't lie about that.
Well, I think that he's blackmailed in ways. I think there are things that he knows that his hands are tied about.
Well, bigger than that, if he takes this out, it drops that. So it's not like you're even corrupt, but if you blow this up, it blows that up. That collapses this good thing. And once you get into this 3D chess, it's just insane.
Well, I mean, I told the screener that it was yesterday. I was at the gym and I see Hillary and Obama, with impunity on the mainstream.
They're parading around, strutting around, pissing on us.
Yeah, and a former Green Beret, John Moore, was talking on the Hagman Report. I think you should have him on, John.
I like
Moore.
John Moore. Let's get John Moore on.
Yeah, I immediately. And he was talking about how she could come in as a compromise candidate, and I think that's what she's chomping on the bit to do.
John Moore's a good guy out of wherever, like Appalachia or wherever, or I guess out of the Missouri there in the, what do you call those, the Ozarks. But, I mean, we've been day one, not territorializing this, but we've been tip of the spear exposing that Hillary plans to run again. Doesn't mean she will, though. She wants to be in control of the party until the last minute. Thank you so much, Judy. We love you. All right, more calls 60 seconds away. Whatever you do, do not spread a lot of links to shows. Don't tell folks about InfoWars, because then we might win. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out, because you're prepared, and that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, herbal food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
Welcome back. You are listening to the dreaded,
all my memories,
demonized,
gathered,
lied about, InfoWars, scarred but stronger than ever, thanks to your prayers and support. Let's go ahead and go to the phone calls here as we try to get through all these great folks. Up next, holding the longest, would be, is it Hobbs, or is it Steve, or is it Robert, is it Chris, is it, I guess it's Bob in New York. Bob, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, love you, man. Sorry you had a bad night.
Oh, hey, it was good. I look for the attack that comes out of it. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. So listen, I called you a few weeks ago in the, it was before Corona, obviously, and you were asking people, what are they going to do next? What are they going to do next? And I came up with, what we should do was a Million Man March. It sounds kind of silly now, considering how serious things are now. But, you know, the callers, I mean, thank you for taking my call with allowing my free speech on your platform.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for letting this platform exist. Seriously. Let me tell you, you thinking me is the tail wagging the dog. You are the dog, brother. You without the listeners, this dog don't hunt. So I want you guys to get that in your head, that thinking me, oh, great. Yeah, we're on the same page. I love you, too. But you understand, you're not just like some part. You're the engine, brother. You understand that?
I dig it. Woof, woof. I'm the dog, man. So we all are, you know? And
I am the tail. Now, the tail's cool, and it wags and shows what the dog's thinking. But think about it. You're the dog. The listeners and the supporters, you're the dog.
Yeah,
you're the eyes, you're the nose, you're the ears, you're the claws, you're the guts, you're the heart, you're the hair, you're the teeth. I mean, you're the will, you're the brain.
Well, thank you.
You're the tits. I mean, to take care of the next little puppy dogs. You're the people, man. You are the whole nine yards, brother. Go ahead.
That's funny you say that, because I think, number one, your beard gives your shoulders and chest symmetry, and your head is a beautiful tit. I love tits. Anyway, let's get it.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I did as a stunt. I'm probably going to grow back out. I just can't look at myself.
No.
Enough about that. I'm saying the whole dog does amazing things. And so to say I'm the tail is the truth.
Yeah.
So go ahead and finish up.
Well, when you let people on the show and they just come up with such ideas, I mean, the other day, a guy said that, or 2 days ago, one day ago, that this is how they get the corona inside the Trump White House. You know, instead of an assassin, they get a virus in there, put it in CPAC. I had an argument with a buddy years ago about global quote-unquote warming, how, when the news networks start televising every raindrop for 3 days before the hurricane comes, and then they stay for 3 days, you know, it looks like there's some real catastrophic thing happening. And seems like that's what they're doing here. But
I agree. But the way the Chi-Coms had drills, and everywhere they had military drills in Italy, you know, it pops up. You know they had little leftists going along with little air bottles, like shooting out the virus. You know it.
No, this is uglier than we want to believe. And you know, Mike Adams is way on it. And so I mean, we're sitting around waiting for Trump. I think Trump is going down in history just for exposing the mainstream media and the collusion between.
Oh, and standing up to him. I mean, he's definitely. Yeah. But what you just said is important. They arrested all these Chinese scientists trying to sneak vials in and vials out of weird stuff. They busted the head scientist at Harvard working for the Chi-Coms. Trump is rolling up their networks. They've launched this attack. And absolutely, that's what they're saying. Oh, there's more deadly versions popping up. Yeah, because the Chi-Coms are launching it. So then I started thinking, Mike Adams is right. We better just self-quarantine right now. Let me just tell the Chi-Coms something. Any of my family gets hurt, I'm going to hold them personally responsible. So just tell them. Go ahead, sir.
Mm. Yeah, and I said to another buddy, how do they beat Trump with this Joe Biden and Bernie? And they don't. Either they kill Trump or they kill 20 million voters.
Exactly. That's it. They're not going to let him get in there. They're done. They're going to launch civil war and try to kill the president. I totally agree. God bless you. Bob was another powerful caller.
Powerful Jedi. You have done well, Lord Vader.
All right, let's go to Hobbs in Nebraska. Hobbs and then Robert and everybody else. Thanks for holding, Hobbs.
Alex, how we doing?
I'm good. I'm all over the map here.
All right, cool.
I had no sleep last night. I was in a lavish area.
I called at the end of the war room last night about an article that popped up by a group called the Network Contagion Research Institute about 3 days before all this coronavirus stuff popped off, and it kind of got lost in the sauce. It had to do with the so-called Boogaloo memes, and it's trying to make Second Amendment supporters out to be like the next Al-Qaeda, the next ISIS. It's a group funded by your typical who's who of globalist bad actors like the ADL, the Open Societies Foundation. The thing that really bothered me the most is that the podcast that I'm a part of is mentioned specifically, and my name specifically is also mentioned in a screen grab there. So, you know, these are some friends of mine that were most heavily featured in the article.
And now you've learned that because you've been effective, the globalist, the enemy, is watching you. Isn't that a fun feeling? Doesn't it kind of excite you, actually, to know that that scum, it knows you're breathing down their neck?
Yeah, actually, it does. I wear it like a badge of honor now.
Exactly.
My podcast is mentioned in one of the captions. It's Roads to Liberty. You can subscribe to us on pretty much any podcasting app. We're also over at thinkliberty.com. I'm actually kind of looking forward to see if this has any effect on me personally, because I'm also running for Congress this year. I'm on the ballot in the
Brother, race. I'll tell you this. When they told the Pentagon, the Army and the Marine Corps first, not to go to InfoWars, I later learned it was a psyop by patriots, not the top, but they knew how dumb the old globals were. Sir Jones is dangerous. We want you to put a command-level order nationwide to not visit InfoWars. Listen to him. I was, like, barely paying the bills and had a decent audience in, like, 1997. The audience tripled in 1 week. I was like, what? Money just went... Because the military was all listening and buying everything. And that's, again, these globalists are like literally have had like 5 heart transplants. They don't even know what planet they're on. And the people other than are like, sir, let's do this. It's like Dr. Kornbluth, remember the splash? And his assistants go, let's pee down his air hose. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying there's that Tyler Durden, or however you say it, Fight Club thing, that there's not just evil in the world, and people don't like the globalists. That's why they want computers in to control what you do, so you're a robot and follow computers' orders, so you don't have discretion in your life, so they can get away with all this. But look, we're not out of the woods. I'm not even saying we're winning, but we've just begun to fight, and we are kicking ass, brother. Hobbs, I appreciate your call. I got to move on here. Hey, it's a lot of calls. Who's up next here? That would be John in Florida. John, thanks for holding it on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
As one of the great prophets once said it, the world is filled with kings and queens that will blind your eyes and steal your dreams. And thank God that we got you, Mike Adams, and the rest of the crew protecting all of us out here, brother.
We got to come in with that Black Sabbath tune now.
Slow down. Don't play it. Hey, listen, brother, I just got to say what nobody else is saying, all right? In my heart, my gut feeling, you said follow your gut feeling? Dude, 100%, this is retaliation for taking out Soleimani. One way or the other, whether or not we took them out and they did it.
No, is that we killed the fake globalist Al-Qaeda network and Trump's pulling out all these wars and this is a Chi-Com attack right now.
Dude, whatever it is, people need to pray, protect themselves, love one another, and understand in this world there's only two kind of people. Good people and bad people. That's all there is, brother. I love you, Alex. God bless you.
Don't hang up, John. I'm going to come back because you can take something like the name of a band, Black Sabbath, and then some songs are evil. Some songs are actually very Christian about God comes back, destroys the devil. I mean, listen to some of those Ozzy songs, the early ones. It's like he had said later, I'm actually a Christian. I was told the record companies to be a Satanist for money. And I want people to know Ozzy. That's actually, I'm not defending Ozzy. The point is, I mean, you listen to Roddy James Dio's Black Sabbath, but we're going to play the song when we come back, a part of it. The world is full of kings and queens that blind your eyes and steal your dreams. It's heaven and hell. And they'll tell you black is really white. The moon is just the sun at night. It's a key passage we're going to play when we come back to your phone calls.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life with Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Exposing the globalist plan from the inside. It's heaven and hell with Rodney James Dio. Here it is, warding off the devil. Listen to it. Everything is the opposite of what you've been told. You'll find the devil, you'll see those fake preachers. You'll see those Democrats telling you they're going to empower you. And they'll tell you black is really white. Florida, you brought that up. You got it. You just got what you wanted right there.
Ronnie is smiling at you from the grave. Ronnie is helping us all, brother. I love you, Alex.
So, what's your point? You're making some great points on the virus and Wuhan and where this. I mean, this is admittedly a weapon. It's admittedly an attack on America. And all the Democrats, everybody rooting for the country to go down. It's like it should be over. They're not even a party anymore when you do that. It's like ridiculous. Imagine if I went on air and went, I hope this virus destroys America and screw everybody. I hope everybody loses their 401ks. I hope we go bankrupt. And I hate America's existence. That's what Democrats openly say. How do they get away with it, John?
They don't get away with it, brother. That's why we got patriots. That's why we got you guys waking us all up and keeping us safe. You guys are heroes, too. My household, you guys are heroes. God bless every single one of you.
In my household, you're heroes, man. We're all just defending ourselves.
Dude, it's crazy times we're living in. Everybody needs to love a little more, peace a little more. I mean, this is craziness what's going on. This is like the real deal is finally unfolding. And you know, love each other, man. Don't hate each other. Love each other.
No, I agree. When I go to the store and stuff, there's just so much hate. And that's why now I just decided to, like, just try to be as loving as I can. But I try to be nice to check out people. You know, I give people tips. And then no one's ever been nice to them. They're like, you know, and I'm not trying to just, my wife's like, what are you doing? You don't have the money to be handing out $50 bills to stewardesses and bellhops. And I said, man, it's just, none of it's trickling down. We got to do it. And that's what Trump's trying to do, and you can see they hate that. God bless you. I appreciate your call, John. Okay, let's go to the next caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Detroit. Steve, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Been standing with you a long time, about 20 years.
Man. Brother, you've been standing me up, not in a bad way. I mean, you've literally been holding us up. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So thank you, brother. And thanks for keeping me in the fight. I want to tell the listeners every day, I want to keep me in the fight. And so thank you for keeping me in the fight, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Also, I have four quick bullet points. But before I go into those, I would like to plug some of your products. I have the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze, great products. Right now, paramount to have these items. Also, Survival Shield X2, Carnivore, and your Gut Fusion. I've had some gut issues, and these products have cleared that right up. So I wanted to make sure I got that out.
Well, let me just say this, Steve, because it's hard to talk about things like this on air, even if you're confident. Like, I'm confident, you're confident. I don't like to talk about it. But I've taken all our products. They're all revolutionary. They're all game-changing. And it's been sold out for a while. It's back in next week. 18-wheeler actually arrives tomorrow. But it is the natural defense and other products. All of these, the gut is the engine of the whole body. And, you know, the heart is the fuel pump, but the gut is where you get all the energy. And I knew all this stuff, and I'd read the research, but I never really actually took all of it. And, man, people go, like, Jones, you don't look great. You look a lot better than you used to. What the hell? Your skin's glowing. I look like a gorilla. And it's all because I take the products, and they just work. And people take them, and they go, I can't believe this works so well. Yeah, these are all missing link products. Sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Yeah, they've been instrumental in my recovery. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I got some neuropathy issues. I also DNA Force. It's helped a lot with my neuropathy issues in my gut. So moving forward, I want to get to these points because I don't want to take too much time away from the other callers here. Okay, we have Trump draining the swamp in his last quarter of his first term here. So we've seen him turning up the heat. And mind you, I started warning people about 3.5 months ago, start buying water filters, start buying non-perishable food items, because my intuition was going off. Radar was going off. Okay, so you have Trump draining the swamp, and then you have Hillary and Comey and these other buffoons that are on paper guilty of treason. I mean, they're chargeable at any time.
And we said, will they set a nuke off? Will they launch a war? Will they launch a bioweapon? They launched a bioweapon that Obama transferred 5 years ago to Xi Jinping.
Exactly, and that's what's going to lead into my second bullet point. Okay, let's look into all those mass rounds of ammunition the alphabet agencies bought. I think it was around the same time. Okay, so what I see happened there is they went forward with a plan that was probably hatched at the Bilderberg meeting before that, and then sent that coronavirus to China. The alphabet agency started buying up the night vision and the billions of rounds of hollow point ammunition. And I've also been saying for years that the only way that they're going to be able to take our firearms is release some kind of a bioweapon that makes us afraid to congregate with the.
That's exactly right. But the good news is the average cop, and I don't lionize them, they got some bad ones, but the average military person or police officer is not bad. And so that's why the globalists have a problem. It's why they want to go to drones. It's why they want to use bioweapons to lock us down. And it's why they want to be able to send people in at night to just wipe your house out, like special forces would do. They say you're a terrorist. They just laws rocket or grenade your house. Well, they hunt us during the night. We hunt them during the day. So, you know, that's so. And we don't want to hunt anybody. We don't want this civil war, and we don't hunt the police, and we don't hunt the military in a civil war. We go around them, if we ever get to that point, to the kingpins who are in the deck of cards who are running the show, and we know who they are. And it'll be their own security people in New Zealand and in Hawaii and in Montana and in Canada that I can just tell you, there's no conspiracy. I'm not in some meeting with people. They all are ready for when the globalists try to take America down. The first thing these globalists are going to get is garroted. They're all going to get a wire wrapped around their neck, and they're going to get killed in about 15 seconds. And I'm not, and the globalists know I don't just say stuff, okay? You're all dead, okay? So go ahead and fill your hand. Go ahead and play your game. You're dead. I'm dead too, but it's fine. Let's go. So they know how it is, and they're losing. So they want to use a creepy virus to scare us all so it's not people. But everybody knows what's happened. So if their virus is successful, all these globalists, not by my hand, I can just tell you, the people know who you are. They're sick of you, and they're going to break your neck. So get ready. They can't wait to wrap their hands around your dishonorable neck. Thank you, Steve. Bunch of calls straight ahead. And Paul Joseph Watson takes over from Britannia. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out. I'm told.
Well, that's when we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why TurboForce has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like TurboForce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Chase the Patriot from California, you're on the air. Everybody's talking about the virus because it's definitely a big, giant hyped event, whether it's real or not, whether it's super deadly or not. This is going to be crazy. What do you think's about to happen?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's a real thing, but what the response is, that's the angles I've been trying to research. And there's a couple questions I have. You know, one is the fact that over and over I see a trend that this may be the last straw that breaks the camel's back towards cash. There's been a war on cash, on physical money for years, and now because of people so fearful of handshakes, any kind of exchange, this may be, and you see a trend in the news where they're saying Bitcoin is a way to invest because people trying to get their money out of China have to put it in the digital currency. You see the central banks, they're all going to meet in emergency meetings because they're saying they have an emergency they have to handle together in a global way. And then finally, you see, they're actually quarantining the money that's coming from China, the physical money that's coming back into the United States. And so I see this trend of an attack on money. And here's one thing I got a question, though, Alex. A lot of my callers, they've been calling in and they're asking about the Smith Modernization Act. And when President Obama was allowing the propaganda to be put into just the general public, and now we see such a paranoia. People are confused. Nobody knows what to believe or where to look. And I really think that this is maybe that crisis that they're trying to use in the confusion to take away our rights for that tyrannical one world government. I don't know. What do you think about that? Do you know anything about the Smith-Mundt Act?
Sure. And 10 years ago, Obama got it legalized for the CIA to engage in propaganda domestically. It's just a shame. And again, it's not. I'm not defending the CIA when I say this. The CIA is just a government agency. It's like a glove. It's the globalist interests that are involved in the corporations and in the media and the CIA. It's the globalists. It's the New World Order people. They're the ones that are involved in all this. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Chase. You always bring up amazing points. Okay, let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's go to Robert in North Carolina. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Hey, there's two things that I think us as Americans really need to do. One, I think we need to repent of our sins and pray the blood of Yeshua over us, because I think this is the big move.
Oh, I mean, I agree. This is a spiritual battle. We better get close to God.
Yeah, Satan's making his move right now. The other thing is, I think we need to fast. And for me personally, what I mean by fast is, Mike Adams hit it on the head. He has got the spirit, and he knows what needs to be done. We need to stop going out to dinner, stop going out to the ballpark, stop doing those things so that we can stop this virus that's coming. I mean, look at China, look at Italy, look at South Korea, look at Japan. Their houses are on fire, and it's not spreading fear. Just like your analogies, you know, if your neighbor's house is on fire, you know, you love your neighbor, you're a Christian. You go over there and say, hey, I see your back of your house is on fire. Do you need help putting it out? You know, you love his children, you love your neighbor. Not only do you love them, but you love your own, you love yourself. So that fire is going to catch on to your house, too, if he doesn't put it out.
I agree with what you're saying, but then it's the Chi-Coms and South by Southwest and the Democrats and big tech saying this is the end of the world. They're the ones saying quarantine. They're the ones saying it's big, that it's real. And they're such liars. And I go, well, maybe it isn't very big then, if you're such liars and you're saying Trump hasn't done something. I agree, Trump shouldn't be caught flat-footed, so in case it really is super deadly. But it's a complex balancing act. What do you think Trump should do?
Let's think what Satan is doing. Don't worry about Trump right now. Satan, it will tell you a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, and then he'll slip in a truth. And that's the trick. My people will perish for lack of knowledge. And right now we need knowledge. We need scientists. We need Mike Adams. We need to know everything about this virus. Secondly, what I think Trump needs to do is he needs to stop saying this is a regular flu. He needs to stop saying don't wear masks because you don't get the virus through your hands. You get the virus through your nose, through your eyes, and through your mouth. Let's be real.
Well, sure. He knows that it's an attempt to create panic. So he's kind of one-dimensionally then saying, hey, don't do that. But I agree. He should be attacking the source of it. Who made it? Where did it come from? Why are the Chi-Coms blaming us when they're the ones that first released it? Great points, Robert. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the next caller in line here. And that would be so many callers. There's so many awesome callers. Jay in Seattle. Jay, thank you. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I have a suggestion. I think we need to catch them not looking. Every time they do this, they crash the economy, and then they buy everything up, and then they spread fear, and then they buy everything up. And I think they'd never see it coming.
Well, exactly. You just said the key. The globalists engineer the crisis like 2008. This is the new one. To crash all your money you put in, and they suck it back in. That's all this is.
Well, and people haven't gone back in. You know, they've been trying to coax everyone back into the market, and all their wealth is in the market. And so they're willing to hurt themselves in order to hurt us so they can buy everything up. But if we just turn around and buy what we can afford,
we'll buy all the shares of their companies at these depressed prices.
Never have truer words been stated to you. You just see them riding the cycle, and they release the virus, and they hype it up. The question is, how deadly is it? But it doesn't matter. The promotion of it is synthetic. It is a hoax.
Right. And they just all they want is more power and more money. And they never expect.
Yeah, what good's money if your kids are dead? I mean, it's like at a certain point, like.
Yeah, it's no good if that kind of thing happens. But people need to know to buy the dip, and they've been ready for it forever. Ray Dalio shorted the market like 6 months ago for this exact time period.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, I'm not a guy that gets to the market because I would obsess over it. But obviously, you buy during a crash. That's what you do. But the general public, they buy at the high. They buy at the high.
Right, because they feel like they're going to miss out, and everything goes up, and they're making so much money.
Yeah, they wait until it's the sure thing instead of being the trailblazer.
Right. And then all these people, their wealth is in the stock market. We could take their wealth from them by buying their shares when they depress themselves.
Very well said. What else do you think Trump should do?
I think he should come out and just be honest. Tell people to buy the dip. Tell people this is an opportunity like 2008 was. Tell people the truth about
coronavirus. Exactly. Instead of countering that, the virus isn't a big deal, so yeah, it may be really horrible, but use this as an opportunity. And then he's not afraid, because him saying nothing's happening makes people afraid. Then you got to say, okay, maybe it's super deadly. We're Americans. We can handle it. Good God.
There's nothing wrong with getting ready. Go to Costco. Get your stuff. You know, order from InfoWars.
That's hedging a bet.
Right. And then be honest, and then just tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may.
Exactly. That's what I do. My wife's like, we're buying all this food and extra stuff. You already have like an attic full of it. What are you doing? I said, if there's a Great Depression, I'm not worried about the virus. The virus may be super bad or maybe not, but if they get a depression going, we better have 5 years of food, sweetheart. I mean, right.
And then if it's not bad, then you can donate to the food bank or you can help your neighbors if it is bad. You know, having extra supplies is always good.
Well, that's the thing about buying high-quality, affordable food bulk is that it's like five times cheaper than at a store because there's all the middlemen. And like my Patriot that we have that still has food, takes them 6 to 8 weeks to ship it, but they got the food. Everybody else is sold out. And there's no middlemen, so you're literally getting high-quality food, the lowest price you're going to find. All right, brother, I appreciate your call, Jay. Amazing points. We've got a pretty good job taking calls today. I have to give myself a B-plus today. We've got Mr. Put. We're going to go to him next. And then we've got Kyle, Chris, JK, Benny, Elaine, and Joe. And I will get to every one of those calls before Paul Joseph Watson takes over in the fourth hour. And I have had no sleep. Ian, it's got to be 36 hours now. But look at that hairstyle, man. Can't beat that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Come on, come on, come on.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Spirit of weakness, but a spirit of victory. So awesome that this weak vessel cannot even begin to show you God's power. But nevertheless, through this little crack in the veil that is InfoWars, you can see the spirit. In fact, can we just recue that music for a minute? Because there's a lot of music out there, but the way that synthesizer comes in that Rush song at the beginning of Tom Sawyer is so powerful. Can we cue that up? Like in heaven, you're supposed to just hear that over and over again.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Let's do it one more time. Do it back up. One more time. Something like that's going threes. About you, but I'm not worried about taking on the gloves. I just want to make sure when I'm climbing that hill that I've got all the strength I've got. I take every step just right, so I'm not too confident. So I get up there to the top of that hill, and I get my hands around that little demon's neck, and I watch those lights go out, and you know we beat them. Planning out the day's events. All right, we're going to take a lot of your phone calls here. You know, we're in fat time right now. We're in, you know, happy hunting time, plenty of money coming into InfoWars. But then I look back on 26 years on air. Every time we're bringing in plenty of money to fund things, I stop plugging. and then the lean times come, and I can't fund things, and these projects I want to launch. I have so many vicious projects and operations I'm ready to launch. So many diabolical plans. The left would see them as that. I mean, like, I'm a supervillain. I mean, we've got the haircut now. But only you funding us can do that. So I started thinking, you're a dumbass, Jones. You plug really hard when no money's coming in, and then when the big kahuna's coming in, you don't plug when you know damn well you're going to use that money as a weapon against the globalists. So you need nano silver toothpaste. You need super silver. You need super blue. You need ultimate turmeric bodies back in stock. You need DNA force with CoQ10 and PQQ and so much more back in stock. 40% off. You need Ultra 12. You need Vitamineral Fusion. You need Turbo Force now back in stock. You need all this. These are awesome products. Try them and experience it because you can't lose. Because you know InfoWars delivers in the fight. So if it was just a cardboard box you were getting, you're funding InfoWars to win. But this is badass stuff. You think I'm going to produce a sleep aid that doesn't have the purest, most hardcore stuff in it that's natural? You think I would put my name on something and screw you metaphysically knowing I'd be in the clown devil operation if I did that? I actually get nervous. I'm not afraid of the globalists. I'm afraid of, like, not doing the very best for you. Are we sure it's the best? And I'm, like, running around constantly because I can't tell you something unless I absolutely know it's true. Because I'm the polar opposite of the liars. They told me today, they said, don't go on air and say you got pulled over for a DWI. Don't talk about that. When it says, I got tested, it was below the legal limit. Like I told the cop, I did nothing wrong. I've been vindicated. Who cares? I'm not drag queen story Trump trying to stick my Johnson in your five-year-old. That's the issue, not me. And Lord knows I've got my problems. But I have reached the point of no return. I don't care about anybody but God. I don't care what they do to me. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care how you persecute me. I will never bow to your new world order. Burn in hell! And in that moment, you now touch the face of God. Because God wants people that aren't going to bow down in this test. This is baby stuff. This is elementary. We'll go to the next level. We'll look back. It's like babies with blocks and going kitty cat doggy. And God just wants people that aren't cowards. That's all. It's just a test. And I love life. I'm not scared of death, though. I'm ready to get beamed up. I'll tell you that. Because I know it's real, folks. I've seen the other side. I see across the veil anytime I want to. But let me tell you something right now. We're going to win because of you and taking your kids to school and working hard and being a decent person and loving God's all you need to do. That's all the wealth of the world is just loving justice and just loving God. You do that, everything else is handled. You love God. You want to be a good person. You just love God. It's that spirit, it's that relationship. Just, I love God. I love justice. That's all the wealth. It's all the power. It's everything. Just you love God. You want to be a good person. And then you have courage. Because that's God. Courage isn't something we come up with. It's God's will. And it's like a fire hose of power. You ever seen big dams, gates open when there's a big flood? And it's just blasting out. God's looking for people that can handle that level of power. And who don't use power to oppress people, but use it to expand human consciousness. And the minute you enter into that gate, you are now in the presence of God. And you feel that presence. You don't fear the New World Order or all the slime bags or all the cowards anymore. You just want to be in alignment with God. But you look at the preachers. On average, they are occultists or they're blackmailed or they're Satanists. Who have been sent to take over. And they're going to tell you all day how good they are. And how, oh, you like the woman. Oh, that's the devil. Mm. But they will never talk about the pedophiles. They'll never talk about, because it's all a fraud. But it doesn't matter. You're winning. We're winning. They're losing. And they know it. And they can feel it. And all their people that serve them. I don't say this with pleasure. You go to a leftist event. They're dying without God. Those of us that have God are like bulging with energy and power. It's almost embarrassing. It's like, oh, hey, please, no, no, no more, please. And meanwhile, you go look at some globalists, they're like a little zombie, like, ooh. Why would you want to be part of something that is such a giant galactic failure? Well, I'm ranting, aren't I? It is a vice I have. Benny in Tennessee. Oh, no, Mr. Put first. Mr. Put wants to know about an infected at CPAC. Mr. Put, what do you think's going on? The president may have been infected. The Chi-Com showed me about the fear. What should I do?
Well, Alex, I'm curious if you're wondering if you're infected because your reporter, Millie Weaver, she's got a photo here on her Twitter page with Diamond and Silk. And
I am infected.
In the green room.
I'm infected.
Oh, you are?
I'm infected with something called 1776. Have you heard about it?
Well, yeah. Anyway.
No, seriously. Wait a minute. You see, Diamond and Silk talked to somebody who talked to somebody that saw a leprechaun? I'm infected. What should I do? Should I bow to Xi Jinping? Oh, look, Xi Jinping. What? I'm not being mean. Mr. Put, how do I properly bow? How do I lay on my belly before Xi Jinping? Tell me how I do that.
Oh, you're being silly.
No. You just called in and said, I see on the board, is that Alex and InfoWars crew infected with coronavirus? That is a luscious headline. We're going to go to that headline, actually. Is Alex Jones infected with coronavirus?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
God. And so what is this, the power of Xi Jinping?
No, it's a concern for your health.
Tell me about Xi Jinping and how handsome he is.
People should be concerned generally for your health based on the... based on the crazy things you say.
Based on the amount of goblin power I have?
Oh, you're being silly again.
All right. You called in, because this is the big magic leftist thing. Virus. Oh, someone at Westlake in Austin saw someone who knew someone who talked to somebody who was an uncle of a brother of a sister of a cousin who knew someone in another country who had the corona. And it's like a new world. They're like, I may have coronavirus. They just float down like, I am your coronavirus, Matt. You know, I'm getting ready to come after the coronavirus. This is a giant hoax.
Is the coronavirus not highly infectious?
Highly infectious? The Chi-Coms tell us so. But I mean, the death rate has been undocumented. It gets lower and lower. 15%, 2%, 1%. I believe the hype of the coronavirus is very real. It's a globalist move. I just don't know how we call in and go, Alex, you've been infected. Sorry. FEMA camp for you. No one should visit InfoWars.com either, because if you go there, you become Winnie the Pooh, like Xi Jinping.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.